So, Richard Green, yes, tell us about your time there with Bill Monroe, man.
What'd you say?
Richard was always the shy one in the band, but I was just asking how it was that you joined up with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
I just certainly wasn't ready to be asked anything, but it's a fairly mundane story. I was playing in a group called the Greenbrier Boys. And, oh, that's amazing. And Bill's fiddler didn't, for some reason, was not on a particular gig, and they needed someone up there fast. This was in Canada. So if I remember correctly, I was flown up to Canada to play with Bill Monroe. Now, this has been a lifelong desire. It was quite an amazing break. And so I get up there, and I go backstage, and there's a bunch of guys backstage with hats. And I didn't... Hats. Right. So Pete spoke English, and I asked him, which one is Bill Monroe? Because I'd only listened to the records, you see. And he pointed out, and so about 2 minutes later, we're on stage. So my introduction to Monroe was playing a show with him. It was quite a shocker and quite an amazing experience. At least that's how I remember it.
Anybody else got a little tale to tell here?
I bet you didn't say that yet, Bobby.
I fell off a bale of hay in front of his house.
Well, once again, for Blake Williams, Earl Scruggs, Roland White, Sharon Gilchrist, myself, Peter Rowan, Dale McCurry, Tony Ellis, Jim Shoemate, Bobby Hicks, and Richard Green, we finished with the great song that Bill, when asked if he thought Elvis Presley had ruined this number, he said, no, sir, these were fine checks.